Welcome to The Good Stuff. That's right. You've got it. That's what you're listening to. And you're probably listening on great stations like Moorcroft, Wyoming, KBFS, 1450 AM, you know, Dirt Road Radio, or maybe Lemon, South Dakota, KBJM, 1400 AM.
It's a place unlike any other. This region is an outdoor enthusiast's dream. From rolling sandhills to the winding Niobrara River, there's always adventure around the bend. Yeah, we're talking about Cherry County, Nebraska. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out at visitvalentine.com. The area has so much to offer. Hiking, horseback riding, nationally acclaimed canoeing, tubing, kayaking, hunting, fishing, camping. There's never a dull moment. And you want to find out how to enjoy it? Just go to visitvalentine.com.
And howdy. Talking here about Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy. Not a full-color magazine type. Nope. They focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their ranch style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
I'm going to share something today that Baxter Black had given to Jim to share on the program. A Baxter of Blacks is what it's called.
Oh, really? So, okay.
Sheep come in flocks. Whales come in pods. Geese come in gaggles. Police come in squads. There are hovers of trout, bouquets of pheasants, bands of gypsies, and rabbles of peasants. Prides for a lion, packs for a rat, lamentations of swans. What's up with that? Hosts of angels, dens of thieves. What else has the language got up her sleeves? Collective nouns, how droll, how poetic. But where are the nouns with a cowboy aesthetic? Mr. Webster, I fear, lacked in Western perspectives, so I offer my word list of cowboy collectives. How about a gavel of auctioneers? A marble of flattened steers? A bodacious of bucking Brahmas? A shank of Tony Lamas, a clutch of John Deere tractors, a clint of Western actors, a chip of coffee shop mugs, an eon of Navajo rugs, an annoyance of know-it-alls, an Elko of cowboy poets, a king of roping resources, and now for the horses, a rum of Morgans, a dapple of grays, an acorn of chestnuts, a Hudson of bays, a bray of Jennies, a stubborn of Jacks, a sunburn of whites, a Baxter of blacks, a shag of Shetland ponies, a rack of skin and bonies, a bourbon of Tennessee walkers, an amazement of Mr. Ed talkers, a prance of Lipizzaners, a Preakness of also-ranners, a gait of Pasofinos, and a trigger of Palominos. Friends, add these terms to your vocab and dazzle your friends with the gift of gab. But caution to you, collective noun go-getters, best to quit before you get the manure spreaders. That is,
that
of course,
good.
Baxter Black, one of our favorites.
Well, he always has great things, and that's pretty funny. Okay, you want to know how to attain wisdom?
Sure.
One day, Socrates was among the people teaching his wisdom when a young man walked up to him and requested that Socrates teach him. The great philosopher pondered for a moment, then agreed. "Meet me by the ocean tomorrow morning," he told his new pupil. The next day, Socrates and the young man walked out into the ocean until they were chest deep. Socrates turned to the young man and pulled him underneath the water until he passed out. Socrates dragged him to shore and waited until he regained consciousness. When the young man woke up, he asked Socrates why he had almost let him drown. "Boy, when you were underwater, what did you want more than anything?" "Well, I wanted air." "Boy, until you crave wisdom and knowledge as badly as you crave that air, it will never come to you." Pretty heavy words there. And that, again, is how to attain wisdom. Hey, you know what, Mike? Today's prices often indicate that the best time to buy something was last year.
Yes, more than likely. Same thing about planting a tree 20 years
ago. That's right. Never expect good news in an envelope with a window.
Oh, yeah, that might be.
Yeah, that might apply, huh? And argue for your limitations, and you get to keep them.
Don't forget, everybody, we've got Thursday coming up is the 4th of July, and we encourage you to seek out your local 4th of July celebration, whether it's a picnic, a parade, whatever it might be, and make sure you celebrate the birth of our country. And keep listening for the good stuff.